movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Entertainment Rebooted. My name is Ella, and I have a totally cool podcast all about the upcoming solar eclipse. On Monday, April 8th, Akka will be in the path of totality for a total solar eclipse. A total solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, completely obscuring the sun and leaving a shadow in its wake. This eclipse will allow viewers to observe the sun's corona, which is the sun's outer atmosphere, thanks to the moon's unique passageway in front of the sun. When there isn't a total solar eclipse in the sky, we are typically unable to see the corona due to the sun's surface below it being so bright that it outshines the corona. While the moon moves in front of the sun, it will become completely dark out, which will allow us to see the sun's corona. It may also awaken nocturnal animals and even cause diurnal animals to fall back asleep. The temperatures will also get cooler during this period of darkness. Unlike a total solar eclipse, your partial solar eclipse only covers a part of the sun, which means that you're required to wear protective eyewear during the entire duration of the event. With a total solar eclipse, you are safe to remove your eyewear when the sun is completely covered so you can observe the shadows. No, I'm not telling you to look directly at the sun without your eyewear, but you can safely observe your surroundings during this period of darkness. The total solar eclipse begins at 3:08 p.m. with it ending at around 3:19 p.m. on Monday. The moon's shadow will accelerate from about 1,995 miles per hour to about 2,290 miles per hour. Other types of eclipses include an annular, partial, and hybrid eclipse. In an annular eclipse, the moon appears as a dark disk on top of a larger, brighter disk, creating what looks like a ring around the moon. In a partial eclipse, only a part of the sun is covered, giving it its iconic crescent shape. Lastly, since the Earth is curved, sometimes an eclipse can shift between annular and total as the moon's shadow moves across the globe. This can create a hybrid eclipse. It's safe to say that the total solar eclipse is easily the coolest of the bunch. The last total solar eclipse to pass through Ohio was in 1806, and the next one won't be until 2099, making this celestial wonder a once-in-a-lifetime experience that many are traveling to the Akron area for. If you're interested in celebrating the eclipse, be sure to check out events such as an eclipse watch party in Coleman Commons, a weekend-long celebration in both downtown Akron and downtown Cleveland, and even a watch party at the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. Zips, you guys better get out and enjoy this awesome event, especially since we have no in-person classes that day. The state of Ohio is anticipating tons of eclipse tourists, so be sure to leave early and avoid highways when traveling to your eclipse viewing event. And also make sure to get your protective eyewear sooner rather than later. I hope you all enjoyed these quick eclipse facts with me. This is Ella, signing off.